fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Welcome to the Friday show, everybody. Getting ready for the weekend.
Whoa, what a good game. What a good game last night. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah. Atlanta 20, New Orleans 17. We got some big stats for you coming up. For the NFC home games, plus two AFCs that we didn't get to yesterday, Baltimore-Pittsburgh, and the Monday night game, Miami and New England. We got daily fantasy lineups. Kind of interesting on FanDuel because there are a lot of great players in the Sunday contest that you can't play.
Ooh.
The Patriots guys, the Steelers guys.
Plus Kenyon you lose Drake. The Falcons and the Saints.
And the Falcons and the Saints, exactly. And I hope you... I hope you didn't have Alvin Kamara last night. That was a tough break. Good morning. Happy Friday, fellas.
Good morning, Adam. It's good to see you here in the office and jubilant as always.
Yeah, I am.
Not at all down in the dumps. You must have had Devontae Freeman in your lineup.
No, I didn't. I had two leagues with Michael Thomas, including the league I'm playing you in, the magazine draft. I'm winning 17 to 10. Who did you have? Oh, you had Ingram and Kamara?
Yeah.
And wow, I had Thomas. Both. Oh, I got to win now, right? I'm 74% favorite. Let's go. Tough break.
What seed
are you?
I'm
sorry, Dave. I'm the 6.
Oh, so you won't be playing me.
You don't want to play me. You don't want to play me. My team's too good.
I fear no one.
You should probably. You're the 1 or the 2?
The 2. That's what I'm saying. I'll play you.
You don't want to play me. All right, so we will talk about that game and a lot of injuries, a lot of people angry about Thursday night football. Let's talk about it right now. Let's talk about it right now. Alvin Kamara left with a concussion.
Listen to you. You are a chipper.
Yeah.
Did you shower this morning?
Last night.
Oh.
Great shower. And a Harry's razor shave, which I'll talk to you about a little bit later.
So we're recording this show at 9:36 a.m. right now. Mm-hmm. You're going to be on video in 2.5 hours. How hairy will your face be?
I'm picturing Dad from Teen Wolf Harry.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. I can't get usually that, you shave that right, close of a shave.
Usually you shave right before we go on, right? Relatively close to before
yes.
we go on.
Yes. When I'm in New York doing it on Skype, yes, I shave before we go on. But... Not today.
How about you trying to kick me out of the host chair?
I thought you wanted me to do that.
No.
You like hosting?
Of course.
Oh, being an analyst is so much easier. It is so much easier.
It's kind of easy both
Except,
ways.
You know what
if you're a host and an analyst? Because that's what Jamie's
that's
been.
Hard. You know what that's I don't hard. Know what to, how to do? When we go to break, do I smile?
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
Look at the camera and smile. Not like that. What is with you?
I don't know.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
You must have got a good breakfast. Present at your Hanukkah party last night.
I didn't get anything.
I mean, did you get like an autographed Brian Adams CD or
something
like that?
Oh, back to Brian Adams. All right, Atlanta 20, New Orleans
so
17.
Happy.
I am. I'm just feeling it today.
Pepe Azer.
Well, I'm down here for a bachelor party. We're getting started tonight, so it should be fun. So Kamara left on the opening drive after 3 catches on the opening drive and 1 carry. Looked like he was on his way to a big game, but... You get almost nothing from him. The Saints ended up losing their starting left guard, who was previously their backup left guard. They moved their backup center to left guard, and they lost 3 players on defense. Safety, Kenny Vaccaro, A.J. Klein at linebacker, Trey Hendrickson at defensive end. It was a really brutal night for the Saints, and they lost in an awful way with Sean Payton coming onto the field. It was crazy. But Drew Brees, 20 fantasy points.
And they had the field goal taken away on a
And they had the field goal taken away, and he had an interesting – Payton had an interesting take on that. He said that was a backup – that came in the game because of an injury that the penalty was called on, and usually the referees give him a notice, and they didn't. So he was angry. I didn't think they should have flagged him at the end.
At the end of the first half?
At the end of the half. At the end of the game.
At the end of the game?
To end the game
on
that?
Ran on the field.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess not a bad penalty, just on the officials' part, I wish they hadn't. I wish it hadn't ended that way. I think we all feel that way. But Brees and Ryan,
not those of us that had Falcons -1.5.
Oh, nice. I thought the under felt like a lock, and it came in way under. Can we still tell people to start these guys? Brees had 20 fantasy points. Ryan had 8 with 3 interceptions. Brees has the Jets next week.
Yeah,
Ryan's
Jets at home, that's secondary.
Brees is fine.
Yeah.
But Matt Ryan, I thought those two of the 3 interceptions were terrible throws.
They were awful. Awful. Now, the one you could say that he thought they were going to get a holding call on Julio Jones, the first interception, but you can't make that throw. He said he didn't throw the ball high enough on the one in the end zone.
Nope.
And the one that bounced off Hooper's chest, that was just unfortunate.
Right. Yeah. That one shouldn't be on Ryan, but it's kind of a consistent theme with Ryan this year where he just hasn't been as on target as you'd think he'd be. A lot of passes go over his receivers' heads. In the case of these 2 interceptions, they were short. It's weird.
It's a dream scenario next week, though.
Tampa Bay on Monday night. Yep. And long week. And Matt Ryan, he had been 18 to 22 fantasy points in 6 point per passing touchdown leagues in six straight games until the last two. Minnesota, we understood. And this was disappointing. Eight fantasy points against
He six, hasn't been above 22 this year.
That's the problem. No, he's been above 20 once. He hasn't been above 22 at all. And you need big games. Well, you don't need it, but you like big games. You don't get any from him.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't get any from Breeze.
Or
although
Julio. You don't get any from Julio either.
It was setting up to be a pretty big game for Breeze if he throws a touchdown there instead of an interception.
Yep.
Didn't you think they were gonna score a touchdown and win the game?
Yeah, or they could have had overtime if they kicked a field goal, and then we would have had more production from hopefully everybody.
Devontae Freeman, Jamie, gets 24 carries.
No catches. It's amazing. First off, Ryan had Tevin Coleman on a wheel route that he was wide open down the left sideline, and either he didn't see him, he had to step up in the pocket. He was under pressure. But that would have been a huge play for everybody involved, the two guys involved, clearly. But no catches to the running backs at all.
Right. No, they're not that involved.
They had a screenplay called up for Tevin Coleman, and there was holding on the play on the Saints. So that was one that could have potentially had something there, but just very, very frustrating.
That might be the biggest difference in their offense this year.
Yep.
It's weird. They just don't throw to the running backs. But so Freeman was started in 88% of leagues, and it's weird. He either gets 12 or fewer carries, and he scores single-digit fantasy points, or he gets 18 or more carries, and he has a huge game.
Dan Quinn said afterwards that was their plan, was to come in and try and run the ball as much as they possibly can to keep the Saints' offense off the field, and it worked out perfectly from their standpoint.
And they have the Bucs next week, who, as I will mention soon, have been terrible against lead running backs lately. I think four in a row have averaged 5 or more yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
Julio, you can't complain. 5 catches for 98 yards. And
well, you can. You can.
I don't know. 9 fantasy points in standard?
I don't think people signed up for that when they got Julio.
You can't complain about 5 for 98.
Well, you'll take it after what he gave you last week, but you certainly were expecting more. They have some – I mean, look, I don't want to pile on Steve Sarkisian. They had a play designed where Dontari Poe's lined up at fullback.
Yeah.
And they
this
faked,
is at the goal line.
They faked the handoff, and the two guys that were in the route was Poe and offensive lineman eligible.
Yep.
That was it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see who's on the back end of it, but Julio's not on the field. They have two tight ends that are clearly playmakers in the red zones. You know, Toilolo's a big target. You have the two running backs that catch the ball, and that's the play you call.
It's like the play my kid would call in Madden.
Right, yeah.
It's so dumb.
He just doesn't score touchdowns that often, Julio Jones. It's really weird. And he's got 3 this year. So, Dave, what do you think about Mohamed Sanu? 84% owned, 41% started. 6 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown.
I mean, this is as good as it's going to get from Sanu, but it doesn't happen very often. The matchup next week is obviously delightful for him, so people, I think, are going to trust him as a number 3 receiver. There are bad weeks with him. There are good weeks with him, and this was just one of those good weeks.
What about Ted Ginn? You feel the same way?
I'm ready to let Ted Ginn go.
What's strange?
Past couple of weeks just have not been good for him.
With Kamara out, the targets really didn't get distributed to anybody except Michael Thomas.
I think their plan was to just target Michael Thomas over and over again on those slants and out routes.
He's now having a huge year. He's coming on strong lately.
Yeah, I bet he finishes strong.
This was a season high in catches, yards, and targets for Thomas. 10 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown on 14 targets.
And I'm with you. They should use Ted Ginn a little more. I don't know why they don't. There must be something to it.
Well, I mean, it's all their secondary guys. I mean, Brandon Coleman's had some nice plays for them this year. Willie Snead has done nothing. You figure at some point he would have at least targets.
I just feel like he's doghoused. Like there's something that he's done that they're not happy
Maybe.
With.
He was out of shape.
Could be that.
He was. I heard that on the broadcast yesterday. But he's lost the weight and he's back in shape.
But you think just at least,
aren't in shape.
At least he's getting single coverage, you know, and Breeze with anybody in single coverage should be able to make some plays, Ginn included. So you would think that they would just distribute the targets to a few different people.
All right, there you go. 2017, Atlanta and New Orleans. And that's it. That wraps up Thursday Night Football. All right. Do you expect this week Tyrod Taylor or Matthew Stafford?
Yes, for both.
Yes to both.
Really?
They've been practicing. Taylor practiced on Thursday. Stafford again Wednesday and Thursday. Friday will be a big day for them, but we're assuming that
Stafford's going to play. There's no doubt about it.
We're assuming that both teams are going to list them both as questionable. And they're both going to play.
Stafford hasn't missed a game since the 2010 season.
So we'll preview the Detroit at Tampa Bay game and talk about Stafford. But we did the Colts-Bills game yesterday, which, by the way, I think tickets are going for $5. I saw an article about that on our website. What do you think about Tyrod Taylor? And now Kelvin Benjamin's going to play. Let me read this email from Matt in Ohio. Dear Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Keith. We get that from time to time. It cracks me up. Something I feel deserves podcast discussion.
Do you think he did it on purpose?
I don't think so. Whoever brings this up might come off as a genius. Kelvin Benjamin appears in line for his Sunday start. This is actually a worthless email. I didn't even realize. Because I was not expecting Tyrod Taylor to play, but now you are. The point of the email was that he's been really good with Nate Peterman. 4 targets, 3 catches, 51 yards on 2 drives. So forget it.
Nice job, Keith.
It was a funny enough email to read because of Keith. But now that it's Tyrod Taylor and Kelvin Benjamin's going to play, are either of those guys, the quarterback wide receiver here, starts against the Colts?
Not really. I mean, I think Tyrod's the number 2 QB in a 2 quarterback league, but you don't know how healthy he is. I mean, they said he was kind of limping around practice.
Okay.
So I don't know if anybody's ready to trust him in your fantasy playoff game.
But it is a magnificent matchup.
I think they'll just run all over the Colts.
They could, but I think it's magnificent. That Colts secondary is so bad, but it's just a matter of trusting Kelvin Benjamin in his first game coming off of a torn meniscus. Tyrod Taylor, after he was carted off last week, and Jamie just said he's gimping around. It's tough to go with them, but I think this might be this could be a week where if you're really in a pinch, you can trust Zay Jones.
Yeah, I don't want
to over
trust
Jordan
him.
Matthews.
No,
Matthews is on IR.
Kelvin Benjamin
over Kelvin.
Over Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, no. If Benjamin plays, I think that downgrades Jones, downgrades Thompson. I think if you're gonna the way the Bills will play this game is the way they played the Chiefs game 2 weeks ago, which is just get out of there with a win, because they could get out of there with a win and keep themselves in playoff
condition. Take care of the football, yep. Be conservative, yep. Don't do anything silly.
Green Bay's secondary has a lot of injuries.
A ton of injuries.
So Josh Gordon is in my FanDuel lineup. He's pretty cheap, should have a big game. Carolina center Ryan Khalil will play this week against the Vikings. Zach Ertz is going to play. Amari Cooper seems unlikely to play, so we don't really like Derek Carr, right?
No, bad, bad history. You know what his 3 games in Arrowhead have been?
No.
9.3 fantasy points is his average.
Wow. Okay.
What's his high?
I think 15, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Patrick Peterson didn't practice. We'll preview that game. Doug Martin is out of the concussion protocol. You wanted to talk about Peyton Barber, Dave?
Yeah, you want to do that now or you want to do it when we get to the game?
Give me a teaser.
I think I know which running back they're going to go with this week. I am confident on who it will be.
Barber?
I'm not going to say. Wait till we get to that game.
Well, they had a news report that says it's going to be Doug Martin.
Is that who it is?
You're just going to have to wait.
Well, it's not
just
really.
Just going to have to wait.
Okay. Will Fuller has a good chance to play. That does stink. Robbie Anderson has a hamstring injury.
That stinks.
I just called him Robbie Hamstring. Rashard Matthews practice in full. All right, as far as the Robbie Anderson thing, like you can't start McCown if Anderson doesn't play, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Downgrades him significantly.
Giants are hopeful that Sterling Shepard will play. Told you about Kelvin Benjamin. Cleveland hired GM John Dorsey. And do you expect the following players? Amir Abdullah at Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Joe Mixon against the Bears.
No.
Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan at the Dolphins.
Yes.
Interesting. All right, that makes things interesting. And look, I told you, I shaved last night. It's true. Big news. Great shave. I use the Harry's razor. And you want a clean, close, comfortable shave? Get yourself a Harry's razor and save $5 on a shave set. They're really nice. Go to harrys.com/FFT. harrys.com/FFT for an amazing offer. Great for the holidays. All right, this holiday, Harry's is offering a custom limited edition shaving set that really makes a perfect gift. They come with German-engineered 5-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that smells really, really good, special limited edition winter chrome and emerald green handles, all right, so yeah, holiday themed, and you can personalize it with engraving, and they come in a really nicely designed box, so they look good. That's actually really cool. I mean, the presentation's very nice in these Harry sets. They start at just $10. But because you listen to this podcast and we're cool, we're going to give you $5 off. So $5 for 5-blade cartridges, the razor handle, the shave job, $5 for all that stuff, and you can personalize it. What you need to do is go to harrys.com/FFT. This offer's only available for the holidays. Give the gift of handsome. Get your holiday shopping done early and take advantage of free shipping. Limited edition holiday shave set right now, harrys.com/FFT, while supplies last. Harrys.com/FFT. Again, Harrys.com/FFT. All right, I want to give some stats before we get into the games. Stats are cool. Rams. All right, you know, I've been hard on you guys about your Carson Wentz ranking. A little bit low.
Oh, it changed.
It's changed.
How come?
Because Ertz is playing.
Ertz got cleared out of the protocol.
All right.
Wentz is now in top five.
So now I'm wondering if you're too high on Carson Wentz because he is fourth for Jamie, fifth for Dave, and fourth for Heath. So here's my stat. The Rams, they allow the fourth fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks. Only two have scored 20 or more. Brian Hoyer and Dak Prescott pretty early in the season. And here are some good quarterbacks who have not scored 20 fantasy points in 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. Kirk Cousins, 13.
No, he's no good.
He's good.
He's no good.
He's great.
Terrible.
He's very good. Russell Wilson, 12.
Nah.
Case Keenum, 19.
Nah, he's not bad.
Drew Brees, 15.
Oh, overrated.
So Carson Wentz top five because Zach Ertz is back, huh?
I mean, that's his best player.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, good. Start yeah. Carson Wentz.
Like 48 hours ago, we were talking about sitting the guy that brought you to the dance, but it was because of the matchup. But the matchup kind of changes a little bit when he's got his best pass catcher over the middle of the field.
And is Ogletree playing?
I don't know.
Expected.
I think
they had been
is.
Saying expected to play.
Has he been practicing?
I'm not sure. You can look that up. Next stat. So the Ravens. Okay, now we're talking about Ben Roethlisberger. You guys have ahead of Carson Wentz.
Love Big Ben this week.
Yeah, and I do too, but I got a little bit nervous because the Ravens pass defense, I guess it, you know, does not have Jimmy Smith.
That's the whole thing.
But when he threw the 6 touchdown passes against the Ravens, that was the year where they had a bad pass defense. They have a great pass defense so far this year. But you just think
they've
Jimmy
got
Smith.
They have a rookie replacing Jimmy Smith. He's going to get targeted like crazy. I think they're going to play sides. I don't think they're going to try and put Brandon Carr and Antonio Brown and Marlon Humphrey on Martavis Bryant.
Ogletree did not practice on Thursday.
Neither did LaMarcus Joyner.
Neither did LaMarcus Joyner.
So that's two stars. And Mark Barron, but it's not injury related. He should be fine.
And Connor Barwin.
Yeah, he's
one of their better pass rushers.
Right?
So Wentz and Ben are no-brainers this week?
I think so.
All right. Let's go Big Ben against Dave in that.
Let's go Big Ben or let's go Big Ben.
Yeah, okay. That works for me. Danny Amendola. All right, this stat sucks now because Chris Hogan's going to play. I thought for sure if Hogan were out and Gronk were out, Amendola would get more than 5 targets. He's had 10, 10, 7, and 12 fantasy points in games with more than 5 targets.
He still might.
He still could.
All right.
It's hard to trust him, though.
Yeah. Martavis Bryant or Danny Amendola?
Bryant.
Better
question is Bryant or Hogan?
Or Amendola or Hogan?
Oh, Hogan.
Rank all three. It's a rank off.
I'll take in standard, I'll take Bryant, Hogan, Amendola. In PPR, I'll go Hogan, Bryant, Amendola.
I've got Hogan, Bryant, Amendola, regardless.
See, you're usually kind of cautious putting guys back in after lengthy absences.
It's a Patriot.
Okay.
It's also shoulder. It's not a lower body injury.
But I have him as a number three receiver. It's not like I have him as a must-start guy.
Okay. One more cool stat. The Cowboys have allowed 17 touchdowns to opposing wide receivers, the most in the NFL. Mm. That'll be the last game we preview today. So if you want to talk about Sterling Shepard, if he plays, compare him to the 3 wide receivers we just talked about, 2 Patriots and Martavis Bryant.
He's ahead of the pack.
Mm. All right. Sterling Shepard, start him. Are there any weather concerns?
I haven't checked.
Well, Miami's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, actually, a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a touch cold.
Like 65 degrees.
Yeah, which is...
I mean, you got to bundle up.
Last night, my mom said, oh, it's going to be in the 60s this weekend. I was like, Mom, I'm going to be in New York. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in the 30s. Don't complain. Great story, everybody. All right, so we'll talk. Well, if there are weather concerns, check out the mailbag. And oh my goodness, we're getting so many emails lately, and it's great, and I appreciate it. And I'm very sorry that we don't get to more on the show, but that's why we have the mailbag show. We'll probably read at least 30 to 40 emails and tweets, and I will also respond to some. So fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. If we don't respond, look, it's not personal. We get so many, and like I said, we're grateful for that, but, you know, just
except for
you know.
Frank in Boston. Hey, cool it with the name-calling, Frank.
That's sure. Not a real thing, is it?
You're just going to have to wait till we talk about the Bucks and the Lions.
Okay. Yesterday, I made an incredible guess about something.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see if anybody else can guess what I guessed. Dave IM'd me. We're in the office sitting in different locations. And you said, what, guess which album I'm listening to right now? And here's the information I am armed with. All I know is that Dave likes 90s rock. We both love 90s rock. So, and I know he likes, you know, it runs the gamut. Anything 90s rock.
I like a lot more than just 90s rock, I have to tell you. Okay, don't pigeonhole.
I'm not pigeonhole, but I know you love it, and I do too.
Decade of one genre.
That's where my mind went. So I said, "You're listening to What's the Story, Morning Glory by Oasis," and you said no. So I made one more guess, and I got it right. I named the album you were listening to,
not just the band, the album,
and we were stunned. Like, and it was probably the greatest thing I've done.
I'm literally looking. I'm like turning around, looking all over behind me in the office to see if you could see my computer screens. I have two monitors on my desk and they're huge. So I was wondering like if you could somehow see that I was listening. You were in an office on the other side.
I nailed it. And then I listened to the album, I started rocking. But if anybody can guess what album Dave was listening to, ooh, what is the prize?
I will call them and help them with their fantasy lineup.
Okay, great. And how's you that? Have until Sunday, I guess. Tweet me.
And it's the first person to guess.
Tweet us. Okay, sure. Tweet us at Dave Richard, at Adam Azer, A-I-Z-E-R.
But it's contingent because
Jamie off of it.
I'd like to give Jamie a chance to guess. Would you like to guess on what album I was listening to?
No.
Yeah, he's not going to know.
That's the other game I think we should play. Do you think he even knows the name of the album of
no,
the band?
No, definitely not.
Really?
He knows the band, but not the album.
He 100% knows the band. And
I'll write it down and see.
Okay.
Okay, so let's beat the waiver wire, guys. For next week, for week 15, DSTs, if anybody drops Baltimore, you pick them up. They're at Cleveland, but don't drop Baltimore. Detroit against the Bears on Thursday. Arizona at Washington. And honestly, Arizona stinks when they go to the East Coast, so I'm not sure I like that one. I might like Washington against Arizona. I don't know. Miami at Buffalo. Now that Tyrod Taylor's back, it's lost its shine.
Yeah.
Tennessee at San Francisco?
I don't know if that's so good anymore. I watched Jimmy Garoppolo's all 22 yesterday.
Impressed?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Philadelphia at the Giants.
He learned a lot in New England.
So if anybody drops the Eagles or the Ravens, you pick them up because they have good matchups next week.
Colts?
But that's not going to happen. Colts of who?
Broncos on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Colts. I like the Lions better against the Bears. About you?
Yeah, it's not a big. Not
both
bad.
Are Thursday.
Yeah.
So maybe those are the two to target.
It feels like it's not a great week to stream DSTs.
Yeah, maybe you don't have to stash one, but if you're desperate, you got the Lions and the Colts to think about. I think Aaron Jones is worth picking up because if he's got Carolina, it's a tough matchup next week. But
right.
Before last week, it seemed like he was maybe the future at running back for them. Like he seemed to be a much better player than Jamal Williams, and Williams had a good game. But who knows what they're going to do? Aaron Jones, I think, is worth a roster spot.
I really think it's a more challenging situation in keeper leagues. Like, who's the better one next year?
This week might tell us, but Jones was playing pretty well. Ricky Seals-Jones at Washington, Jason Witten at Oakland. And then if you need a quarterback for Week 15, we got Joe Flacco at Cleveland. Blake Bortles against Houston. Who would you prefer, Flacco or Bortles?
If Flacco plays well again this week, then I would take a shot on him.
Tyrod Taylor against Miami. Josh McCown at New Orleans. Jimmy Garoppolo against Tennessee.
And that might be the one. Garoppolo.
I love McCown, though, because the Saints had three injuries on defense.
Yeah, all right. So are those guys going
to
be healthy?
They have 10 days to get healthy, though.
Yeah, they might. Yeah. But right. I don't mind McCown anyway, the way he's playing.
Well, what about Robbie Anderson playing, not playing? That's a whole other.
There are good problem. Options here. Flacco, Bortles, Tyrod Taylor, McCown, Garoppolo, and then Jameis Winston's kind of a long shot.
You also get that guy Aaron Rodgers back, too.
You do get him. So I don't know that you need to stash a quarterback. There are some good ones out there. I didn't pick a bonanza yet. I'll have to do that during the show. Did I get it right last week?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
You don't think so?
No. Nope.
Aguilar had a big game. Baldwin had a good game.
Yeah, good games don't count.
He had 90. He had 88 yards or something?
Yeah. How did Carson Wentz do?
Bad. Wilson
How did
was
the
good.
Running
Wilson
backs
was
do?
Really good,
How did all
I knew
running
the running backs weren't going to do well.
Then you
but
can't
Jimmy
bonanza
Graham
it.
Scored.
That's it.
Zach Ertz got hurt. All right, yeah, I lose.
Do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is
so
time to
stale,
bean
though.
Boozle.
Stale
jelly beans? Are you kidding?
They're not stale?
This isn't bread.
All right, let's do it.
All right, take
should
a spin.
Should we get a full one, though?
I can go get a full one if
I
you want.
I think a full one would be better. Or take the three that were sitting over there, too.
No, okay, I don't want
He's not going to have a jelly bean that's been
jelly
sitting
beans
on a chair.
Sitting out.
Those might not be jelly beans. It could be rat poop.
Okay, yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. So
take another thing.
Oh, all right, I don't know how to do this.
This is kind of cheap because you're missing flavors.
All right, get a big one.
Then I got to get up.
All right, fine. Here we go. Oh, God. Spinning the wheel. What did I land on?
You landed on...
Be honest.
Booger.
All right. It's that green one with the freckles.
Oh, God. So it's either... It's either Juicy Pear or Booger. I'm going to spit it out of his
mouth. No.
No.
You, it's not like I can control it.
You have to eat
wait,
it.
Hold on. Let's videotape
this. This sucks.
Hold on.
We're going to talk about Baltimore-Pittsburgh in just a second.
Nobody cares about Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Oh, please be a Juicy Pear. I love pears.
Pears are delicious.
Ready? Juicy Pear or Booger? It's so disgusting.
It's a booger. It's a booger.
No, don't spit it out.
You're like my kids.
I can't do it.
Ew. All right, you have to keep it in your hand the whole show. You can't leave a chewed up jelly bean out in the open.
Oh, my God. How did you deal with that?
He's a man.
So gross.
He's a man.
Oh, I hated that. I hated everything about that. I'm glad we're done with that game. All right.
Jamie's watching.
Baltimore is at... Oh.
I'm tweeting that out.
No, wait till... I think I tweeted out when Adam tweets out the podcast.
I'm like legitimately disgusted right now.
Do we need to take a break?
No, Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
I have a great idea. Hold on. If you need it, I will let you do this. Go to the bathroom. Take care of what you need to take care of.
No, he's got to do the rest of the show.
Jamie
like
and I will hold down.
We had to do this multiple times.
I know. I'm bad at stuff like this. I have no tolerance for bad taste. All right. Stat of the game for Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Dude, I was going to mess with this computer. It's going to be fun.
In their last five games, the Steelers have allowed 7 wide receivers to score 11 or more fantasy points in standard scoring leagues and 8 to Golden Tate. And they've allowed 11 pass plays of more than 30 yards in their last 5 games. And that doesn't even include the A.J. Green's long touchdown pass that was called back. So I'm looking at Mike Wallace here, who's been coming on strong. He's 52% owned. How do you guys feel about Mike Wallace this week?
I think you take the chance on him, given how many big plays the Steelers have allowed. It's
struggling.
6 deep touchdowns, 15 yards or more in their last 4. That's just touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about this on the waiver wire that he's been playing very well. He's got a good track record against them. You know, 2 of the last 3 games that he's faced them, he scored. I just think there's a lot of upside here. The downside could be no Jeremy Maclin, so he gets a lot of attention because I don't think they'll respect Breshad Perriman or Chris Moore or whoever else they throw on the opposite side of him. But you've seen enough of this Steelers secondary, the numbers you just gave out, that there's a lot to like. I got a tough decision because now that Matthew Stafford's back in one league where I'm chasing points because of Julio Jones and Mark Ingram, luckily it's not as big of points as it could have. But I got to make a choice at a flex spot between Mike Wallace or Marvin Jones. Right now I'm leaning Marvin Jones because of Stafford being back in the matchup, but matchup's very, very good for Wallace here.
Okay, so Wallace is a good option here. Flacco, no. You guys don't. I mean,
I don't want to trust him.
The last 2 quarterbacks against Pittsburgh, Brett Hundley, 27 fantasy points, Dalton, 22. But yeah, you're not gonna trust
Road
Flacco. The Baltimore
it's
running backs.
Joe Flacco.
So I mean, Alex Collins. Maybe he was facing a tough matchup. But are you guys thinking without Ryan Shazier, it's
yeah.
Good
I mean, Gio ran right through them.
Yeah, he did. Are you concerned about the score that they fall behind?
I think they're gonna keep it close.
I don't. You think Roethlisberger's going to have a huge game? They're going to keep it close?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll run on them. I think that, you know, Flacco hit Wallace for a big play. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a 20-point game going into the fourth quarter. It could end up that way.
Hey, last year was the game of the year, right? The one in
it was
Pittsburgh.
Awesome. Yeah.
Christmas.
Yep.
Deion Lewis or Alex Collins?
Collins.
Alex Collins or Giovanni Bernard?
Collins.
Okay.
I could change the tune on that. Currently, I haven't ranked Lewis, Collins, Gio, and Gio might leapfrog them all if for sure Joe Mixon is out.
Oh, he's not playing.
Like, for
yeah,
sure.
For the sake
yet.
Of this show, we're going to just assume. Every time I ask Gio, let's assume Mixon's
all
out.
Right, then Gio's going to be a lot higher in my rankings.
Higher than Collins, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for me. PPR, yes, but Collins has just been great, and they're running the ball very well, and no Shazier. It sets up for a big, big game for Alex Collins.
What about Woodhead? You know, Jamie, you talked about this being maybe a game for Woodhead.
It's just you can't trust him. You know, that's just the problem. It wouldn't surprise me if he plays well, but
like Mike Wallace is definitely a better flex than David.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like I don't even think Woodhead's good for daily.
All right, that's it for the Ravens. I'm not going to start a tight end. Ben Roethlisberger is 3rd for Dave and Jamie, 7th for Heath. If you look at the rankings, I think Heath doesn't quite expect as much from the Steelers, but he still likes them. Start Le'Veon Bell, start Antonio Brown. And then, yeah, Martavis Bryant, we've already talked about him. Martavis or Alex Collins?
Collins.
Collins.
Martavis or Rex Burkhead?
Burkhead.
Rex.
Burkhead or Collins, by the way?
Rex.
Collins. Easy.
Collins easy.
I don't think it's easy.
Yeah. Not PPR. Standard's easy.
All right. Yeah, in PPR, you actually have Burkhead one spot ahead of Collins, mm-hmm. but not in standard. Burkhead's going to be pretty interesting this week. Looking forward to previewing that game. The DSTs, you don't want the Ravens, right?
No.
You'd prefer to keep them benched.
Mike Mitchell is expected to play for the Steelers. Good safety there, but they don't have Shazier. That's a big deal. And you guys have the Steelers 9th and 10th. Heath has them 2nd. Should we do more Martavis? I don't think so. Why waste time?
I've got him as a high 3.
Yeah, he's a number 2 for me. He scored the last time that Juju was out, which was 2 games ago, primetime home game against the Packers.
Yeah.
And the last time Jimmy Smith was out when he played them in 2014, he had 3 catches, 44 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He has had 4 catches for 40 yards in 2 straight games, 1 touchdown. Yeah. So it's a little disappointing, but Smith-Schuster missed only one of those.
It's touchdown or bust for him. So if he doesn't score, you're not going to get a huge game. But I just think the way that they should be able to play, the way that he typically plays at home in terms of Roethlisberger, the way that he plays at home in primetime games, this should be a game where they're able to take advantage of the matchup. If Jimmy Smith was playing, it's a different story. Okay. But you take away their best corner, it just changes things for them. They didn't have Eric Weddle at the time. Pass rush was not as good. This is a good pass rush that they have right now. So got to hope the Steelers offensive line holds up.
Now, if you're looking for more info on Ben Roethlisberger and why Dave and Jamie like him so much, please refer back to earlier in the show when we did the stats segment, I don't know, 15 minutes or so in. And that's the same with Carson Wentz, who we won't spend too much time on when we look at Philadelphia at Los Angeles. First, though, check out this email from Kevin, one of the best emails we've gotten all year. I bought a suit. I'm not making any of this up. I bought a suit for my upcoming wedding using the Indochino Black Friday sale you guys advertised, and it's awesome. It just came in on Friday, and I love it. It fits super well, and my fiance thinks it looks great. Thanks for the tip, the promo codes, and the plugs you've been giving. And yeah, emails like that warm my heart, so thank you, Kevin, for letting us know how much you liked your Indochino suit, and everybody's going to like their Indochino suit. $359. I was thinking about this. Like, how much are you going to pay for a suit at a store? You can't get a good suit for, like, even a respectable suit for less than, what, like $250? Then you got to go get it tailored. You're way over $300. And if you want any good suit, any made-to-measure suit, it's usually $800 or more. But with Indochino, if you go to Indochino.com, Indochino.com, and you enter FFT at checkout, $359. An amazing deal. You don't have to get it tailored because it's going to fit you perfectly. You just submit your measurements. 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit for $359. Indochino.com. You have to use that promo code FFT, and the suits look great. The fabrics are beautiful. You customize every detail. You get your monogram on there. I want a monogram on everything. I'm into monograms. Like, they're great. They're wonderful. So, look, take advantage of this. Indochino.com. FFT at checkout. $359. Free shipping. You're going to absolutely love it, just like our emailer, Kevin. All right, moving on to Philadelphia and the Los Angeles Rams. Stat of the game, the Eagles in weeks 3 and 4, okay, go all the way back to weeks 3 and 4, they were terrible against the pass. They gave up 565 yards and 4 touchdowns to wide receivers in those 2 games. Massive numbers. Aside from those 2 games, only 1 wide receiver all season has scored double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues against the Eagles. That was Demaryius Thomas, who had 13 fantasy points.
I believe their secondary was in terrible shape for those games.
It absolutely was.
They were definitely without Ronald Darby. And
I think they were without three of their top five.
They were real thin there. And now they're not.
So Sammy Watkins surprised us with a touchdown. By the way, what's Robert Woods' status?
Not playing.
Not playing.
Sammy Watkins surprised us with a touchdown last week. Cooper Kupp's been solid.
Watkins scored in 4 of his last 5 games.
Trust him?
Number 3 receiver? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Martavis or a Rams guy?
Martavis.
Which Rams guy, by the way?
Watkins.
Yep.
Cut PPR.
All right. Sticking with the Rams. Jared Goff this week. He's been playing pretty well. Last 6 games. 20, 36, 32. 9 at Minnesota, 24 and 18 fantasy points. Good matchups, though. This is not as good of a matchup, not even close. Starter sit Jared Goff.
Different Eagles defense, but McVay faced him twice last year as the offense coordinator for the Redskins. So he knows what he's dealing with, at least from the personnel standpoint.
How'd Cousins do in those games?
I'm not sure. I can't imagine that he did poorly because the Eagles defense wasn't as good as it was this year.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to look up, but starter sit Goff.
I like how he's been playing. And I really love Sean McVay and how creative he's been with the offense. those are things to like. The matchup is something not to like, but I do believe that the Rams are going to have to throw quite a bit in this one. And so I've got him ranked as a top 12 quarterback.
I don't know that in those last six games that I just mentioned that he's had a good game against a good matchup. I mean, you could look at this, a tough matchup.
A tough matchup.
So you could look at the Saints, who have been pretty tough against quarterbacks, but they were beat up in that game, and he had 24 points.
263, 2-1 in one matchup. Mm-hmm. For 20 fantasy points?
Cousins, we're talking about.
This is Cousins last year against Philly.
And 234, 2-1 for 19 fantasy points.
So modest numbers. Good, modest.
In the second
game, could get those.
In the second game at Philly, he only threw 21 times. So he still got you two touchdowns in the 21 attempts.
All right. So Jared Goff or Jameis Winston?
Jameis.
Yeah, I'm on board with Jameis. It took me a little longer to come around on it, but I really... If he wasn't playing Detroit, I'd probably say Goff.
Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
I've got Goff.
I think what's really interesting is that you guys have Goff and Prescott back-to-back. Jamie, 9-10-11 is Stafford, Prescott, Goff. And for Dave, 9-10-11 is Goff, Prescott, and then Drew Brees, who scored 20. That might be right where
they'll all be in their range. They'll all be in their range.
Okay, Todd Gurley is in my FanDuel lineup. It's not a great matchup, but it doesn't really matter for him. He's much better in PPR. So start Todd Gurley. No running back has scored more than 11 fantasy points in standard against the Eagles since week two. I don't know that he will, but he will in PPR. And we just talked about the Rams wide receivers. So how about the Eagles? Carson Wentz. Again, if you want to hear more about why the guys like Carson Wentz, he's top five this week. Rewind. And about, I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes in or something, we did the stats segment. Just who are the quarterbacks you would start over Carson Wentz other than Tom Brady?
It's Rivers. Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it for me.
I've got Alex Smith ahead of him.
Okay. So it's two or three other. It's Brady plus two or three others. The running backs, Dave. How do you feel about the running backs for the Eagles?
Well, for the Rams, Regals. I like them a lot.
For the Eagles.
For the Eagles?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that LeGarrette Blount has totally fallen out of favor just because his last carry last week came in the middle-ish of the third quarter. The Eagles were down by two scores in that game. I think they made a conscious decision to go with guys that were a little more versatile and took work away from LeGarrette Blount. I kind of like him. I think he's got a chance to be anywhere from 5 to 9 fantasy points if you're desperate for a running back. I like him better than Ajayi.
And that's not saying much if you're only expecting 5 to 9 fantasy points.
If 9 is the ceiling, I like him in terms of possible workload. I don't like him in terms of starting him with confidence in fantasy football.
This is the team. It's unfortunate because this is the team that gives up the most fantasy points to running backs. The Rams do not have a good run defense. But if the games play out like they had before, you're talking like around 10 carries for both guys, right? And that's just
hard
to trust.
And who's more likely to score at the goal line?
Blount.
Clement,
yeah. Wentz, somebody. Philadelphia wide receivers, guys. The Rams have been very good against wide receivers. They allowed the 6th fewest fantasy points to wide receivers. So, Alshon Jeffrey, how you feeling?
I think he is a very good number 2 wide receiver.
Yep.
Nelson Agholor, how you feeling?
I think he's a very good number 3 wide receiver.
I'm thinking about starting Marvin Jones over Jeffrey.
Yeah,
I would too.
I mean, it's a no-brainer if I'm not concerned about Stafford like re-injuring his hand and leaving the game.
I mean, anything's possible, but if the Lions are comfortable having him play, then you've got to believe that his hand is okay.
And
they're not going to put him out there with a mangled hand.
It's the same conversation we've had all week long. We don't know what Jake Ruddick will do. He may have looked good in the preseason. He may not have the best pedigree. There are two sides to the argument about what you expect from him, but he could come in the middle of a game and just takes one or two passes for him to make those receivers successful.
Looking at wide receivers against the Rams in their last 5 games, they've actually struggled against good ones. I mean, Tavarius King had 9 fantasy points. Sterling Shepard at 7. That wasn't bad. But DeAndre Hopkins had 11. And Bruce Ellington at 10. Adam Thielen had 18. They did well against Michael Thomas. He only had 5 fantasy points.
But that's also a byproduct of that offense.
Larry Fitzgerald had 15 fantasy points. So maybe it was really the slot guys that did better.
And Jermaine Johnson's banged up. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Agholor, Martavis.
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 Agholor. Let me give you some running backs to compare Agholor to. Agholor or...
You talk about your Amendola 5 targets. Agholor, I believe it's 6 games on the season with at least 5 targets, and 5 of them double digits in fantasy points.
But always touchdowns. Like Amendola gets yards. Agholor
finds
the end zone.
But again, that's just the number.
Except for last week.
He scored.
And
he
had yards.
So he had a season high in targets. Maybe career. Okay, so Aguilar or Samaje Perine?
Perine.
Perine.
Frank Gore.
Gore.
Gore standard, Aguilar PPR.
I'll take Gore on either one.
Start Zach Ertz. And what do you think about the DSTs this week?
Avoid them.
Avoid if you can.
Rams are the highest scoring offense in the NFL.
Look what I found on my printout.
I drew a dog.
Dave drew something on my notes. Thank you,
There's
Dave.
There's a dog.
Printing it out for me.
It's a Hanukkah gift.
Detroit is at Tampa Bay. Detroit at Tampa Bay. Stat of the game. Lead running backs have averaged more than 5 yards per carry in 3 straight games against the Bucs. They are not good. So is there any Detroit running back you could start? Would you start a Detroit running back over an Eagles running back?
No, I think the Detroit backfield could be messy, and I think the Eagles backfield will be messy just because you don't know which guy will be the best of that group. So the Detroit one, if Amir Abdullah plays, they still could give Tion Green carries because he ran well last week, and you know Riddick will still be involved. So,
Let's say if Amir Abdullah plays, then we avoid them. But what if he's out?
Then I think Tion Green in standard leagues has some flex appeal, and Riddick in PPR has some flex appeal. They did a good job last week against a much tougher matchup.
The Lions running backs, yeah. And the good pass-catching running backs have done very well. Tariq Cohen, 8 catches, 55 yards. Dalvin Cook, 72 yards. James White, 57. LeSean McCoy, 5 for 31. Christian McCaffrey, 5 catches, 49 yards. Kamara, 84 yards and a touchdown. So if Abdullah is out and Riddick catches some passes, what did he have last week, Theo Riddick? He had 5 for 41. I actually starting to talk myself into Theo Riddick and PPR being pretty good if Abdullah is out. Because two reasons. One, lead running backs have averaged more than 5 yards per carry in 3 straight games against the Bucs, like I said. And two, they're awful against good pass-catching running backs.
The Lions running backs tend to defy matchups. Like when you think they're going to struggle, like last week, they play well. When you think they're going to play well, they struggle.
There's also an offensive line. There's 2 offensive line issues in Detroit.
Yeah.
Wagner and Wagner are both banged up. And I think the center is coming back. Swanson.
He's
a hungry man.
Yeah. Who's the best running back in this game if Abdullah's out?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Because no one can say with any certainty what the Bucs are going to do. Dirk Koetter was real testy about what his plans were. He wasn't going to tell the media what he was going to do.
Dalvin's coordinator wasn't, though.
His offensive coordinator kind of sent mixed messages, if you ask me.
Well, I don't know. It sounded pretty clear.
Go ahead. What did he say?
Remains to be seen until he's cleared from the protocol in terms of Doug Martin, but it's a good problem to have. I mean, Doug's a good football player, and Peyton had a good week last week, but I think we also blocked well last week and schemed it up well last week. And all those things were a part of Barber's success. I know what Doug brings, but it's hard to say. It just didn't work out that way where Doug was out there. But the last few weeks, I thought we've done a better job of getting push, creating some things.
I'm not hearing anything in favor of anyone
there.
Maybe
I read that wrong.
I think it's going to be Peyton Barber because he gets more yards after contact than Doug Martin. He's a downhill runner. He's not explosive, but that offensive line is terrible. It is terrible for Tampa Bay, and the Lions probably think they can stop the run. I don't think they can.
It's a great matchup. Bottom line, I am not willing to trust my fantasy postseason to either guy because I don't know what's going
to
happen.
But what if you have to?
I'm sorry.
Peyton Barber or C.J. Anderson?
Barber.
Okay. Peyton Barber or Kareem Hunt?
Hunt.
I know. Hunt's been so bad, though.
So bad. Even with great matchups. So bad. I don't know.
I'm tempted to go
One
with
One of
Peyton
these guys
Barber.
Is probably going to have a good game, but I don't know who it's going
to
be.
And the Lions, they've allowed gobs of numbers to running backs, and I think Barber's, even if he's splitting with Doug Martin in the game and it's 50-50, can't help but think that he would be the one at the goal line, not Doug Martin.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, where do you have Peyton Barber ranked?
He's a top 24 running back for me this week.
Is he top 20?
No. I've got Forte, Gore, Perine, Drake, all those guys.
I start him over Forte. I can get on board with Gore, but the Jets running back situation is just as murky.
All right, so Jameis Winston or Matthew Stafford, who do you like better in this game?
I like Winston better.
You like Winston better.
He's healthier.
All right. It's so weird. Like the Bucs, looking at Stafford, the Bucs have a bad pass defense, but they're not giving up big production to quarterbacks. 7 straight games, the most a quarterback has scored is 22 fantasy points, which really isn't great. Cam Newton scored 14. Matt Ryan scored 18 in that stretch. But Stafford's been playing well. All right, you got, bottom line is you guys, like both of these guys, I forgot, around the same range as Jared Goff.
I like both better than Goff.
You do, but I don't think Dave does.
I've like Winston, Goff, Stafford.
Winston, Goff, Stafford. So the wide receivers? Who's the best wide receiver in this game? This is an interesting game, by the way.
It's an interesting question that you pose because the knee-jerk reaction is Mike Evans.
Yeah, not for me. I don't know. I think I'd go Jones.
It still is for me.
If Stafford was 100%, I would agree with you that it would be Jones. But the fact that he's not 100%, I'll take Evans. But it's close.
Yeah.
It is close.
Is Mike Evans, are you confident in him this week?
Who are you comparing him to? Like if it's Mike Evans or Sterling Shepard.
Evans?
What are you going to do? Yeah, it's going to be Evans.
Two straight games, Detroit's allowed 89 yards or more to a wide receiver. Adam Thielen and Mike Wallace.
Mm-hmm. And they're changing around corners and safeties.
Yep.
There's going to be guys out of position. It's and I don't think Darius Slay is good enough to shut down Mike Evans.
No DeSean Jackson, right?
No.
Number three receiver.
So we're going to just say that Evans and Marvin Jones are both good starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said you'd take Evans over Sterling Shepard. Did you take Marvin Jones over Sterling Shepard?
Yep.
Because, you know, Shepard does have a hamstring injury. You can't overlook that. And then finally, Golden Tate. You know, Golden Tate's been a little frustrating. And Tampa Bay, when they've been at home, they've actually been pretty solid at home. 7 points against the Bears, to the Bears, 23 to the Giants. That was a lot. 19 to New England. That's not bad. 17 to Carolina, 10 to the Jets. So they've been good at home, and they've been good against number two wide receivers at home. So starter sit Golden Tate, who right now I have to consider their number two wide receiver.
I agree. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, Jones is better than him. I think with Stafford back, he's certainly gets an upgrade. So he's more of a number three in standard, but still number two in PPR.
He could give you exactly what he got you last week, which is 8 catches, 74 yards, or
eight for 69.
869.
On 10 targets. Would you
I gave him 5 more yards. I'm being nice.
That's very nice of you. Would you start Golden Tate or any running back in this game?
PPR, it's Tate for sure.
Yep.
Standard League, I'll take Barber. I'll take the chance on Barber ahead of Golden Tate.
Ooh, okay.
You made a face at him.
I mean, that's such a risk. It's your playoffs. Like, what if Barber gets 4 carries?
It's possible.
Yeah.
I just, listen, it's a hunch play for me. I don't have inside information. Don't have a little birdie in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I might.
Call him up. Send a Raven.
I still might.
Detroit has allowed 4 touchdowns to tight ends in their last 3 games. Cameron Brate is 75% owned. He is 6th for Jamie and Dave in standard. He is 6th for Jamie and 9th in PPR and 9th for Dave in PPR. And Heath has Cameron Brate 9th in both formats. Would you start Cameron Brate or Kyle Rudolph?
Brate.
Would you start Cameron Brate or Steven Anderson?
Brate.
Brate is great.
Would you like to talk about Minnesota and Carolina?
Brate.
Yeah, Minnesota is at Carolina. Did you know that? Here we go. Stat of the game. The Vikings allow the 6th fewest receiving yards per game to running backs, and only one receiving touchdown. This is something we talked about on Wednesday's show, but it's been a little while. So start or sit Christian McCaffrey this week, guys.
Sit him if you can. It's hard to, PPR, but I mean, he's got, I think, 3 straight games with 11 touches or fewer.
Yep.
And he's touchdown dependent, and the Vikings have allowed 4 touchdowns to running backs on the season.
Latavius Murray or Christian McCaffrey?
McCaffrey.
Not good matchups.
For me, it's McCaffrey.
I still take McCaffrey. Although Murray's been very good.
That's a thing.
4 straight games, at least 9 fantasy points in the standard league.
How many of them with touchdowns?
3.
And I think that's what you need.
I think he would have gotten a touchdown last week, but it was so unfortunate. He has a big run, comes off the field, and then McKinnon gets goal line work.
And they used him in the
pass
last week, too, which was nice. 3 catches last week.
I'm not starting McKinnon in the league that I share with Heath because we have Alex Collins and we have Giovanni Bernard and I think maybe even one and McCoy. So we don't have to start McKinnon. But are you guys like afraid to start McKinnon?
I mean, look, he scored last week. If he doesn't score, it's a little.
I'm sorry, Murray. Jeez, Murray. I'm not afraid to start Murray, but I am starting those other guys, McCoy, Collins, and Gio over him.
Of course.
But are you afraid to start Latavius Murray?
I would prefer not to. I still think you look at the Panthers' run defense with Luke Kuechly is very good. You know, last week they got beat up by the Saints, but everybody for the most part gets beat up by the Saints. So,
only 3 running backs have scored double digit in standard against the Panthers, but it's been in their last 3 games. Both Saints guys and Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't love the running backs in this game. That's the bottom line. How do we feel about the quarterbacks in this game? Keenum or Cam?
Keenum.
Keenum.
It's basically like anyone over Keenum.
But I don't,
right?
I don't like either of them. If these were my two choices, I'd be looking on the waiver wire to see if I can get Dalton, McCown.
I get why you don't like Cam, but why don't you like Case Keenum?
I just think the matchup's difficult. They're on the road a second week in a row.
Why is the matchup difficult?
For Keenum?
Yeah.
Because I think Carolina's secondary is okay.
Didn't look so good against the Jets 2 weeks ago or the Saints last week.
Well, Breeze scored 16 points. Like, I looked at every good quarterback that's faced Carolina. Breeze, 26. Brady, 24. Stafford, 19. Wentz, 26. Winston, 3. Ryan, 22. McCown, 30. Breeze, 16.
Yeah, it's not a very good pass defense at all.
They've faced a lot of... They faced really tough quarterbacks this year. Most of them have scored 19 or more fantasy points.
I think that's where Keenum will be.
And Keenum is good every week now. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter what the matchup is.
Where'd you put Keenum in your rankings?
13.
I mean, I think I've got him 14th, 15th.
All right. Keenum is one spot behind Wilson, two behind Goff for Jamie. Keenum is low for you, Dave, actually. 18th.
18th he's got?
Yeah, behind Stafford, behind Carr, behind Garoppolo. So you are down on Keenum.
Yeah. Well, he was not in my top 12, so pretty much anybody who's not in my top 12.
I think it's a good week for quarterbacks.
Dak Prescott or Keenum?
Dak.
Prescott.
All right. McCown or Keenum?
McCown, assuming he's got Robbie Hamstring.
I'll take Keenum either way.
All right. Start Adam Thielen, obviously. Sit Devin Funchess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try to.
So you're going to start Martavis Bryant over Funchess?
Easy.
You're going to start DeSean Jackson over Funchess? Dave has Jackson one spot ahead, by the way.
They're the same type of guy for me this week. Xavier Rhodes is going to destroy Devin Funchess.
Chris Hogan or Funchess?
Hogan.
Hogan.
Is Funchess good enough to draw Rhodes? That's the only...
Who else do they have?
Well, it's just maybe he stays on a side.
No,
sometimes that happens.
Follow. Funchess has been great.
He has been. I just don't know if he gets that respect.
Let's put it this way. If they come into the game playing sides and Funchess scores on Terrence Newman, Mackenzie Alexander, whoever.
Trey Waynes.
They'll make the change and put Rhodes on.
At that point, though, his fantasy production will be
good.
It'll
be good enough.
Of course he's going to follow Funchess.
All right. So Thielen. What about Stephon Diggs? Starter set.
Number 3 receiver.
Yep.
Diggs or Funchess?
Diggs.
Funchess.
Diggs or Goodwin?
Goodwin.
Goodwin.
Diggs or Golden Tate?
Goodwin over Funchess, too.
Diggs or Tate?
Tate.
Tate.
Kyle Rudolph or Greg Olson?
Rudolph.
I'm a little nervous, but you got to be nervous about Olson, right?
100%.
He scored one fantasy point in every game he's played this year, only 3. It's not such a bad matchup necessarily, but it's just, you don't know what to expect.
Well, at least he's consistent.
Would you start the waiver wire guys, Ricky Seals-Jones, Steven Anderson over Olson?
Okay. Yeah.
What about over Rudolph?
I'd go Anderson over Rudolph.
I would go Rudolph over Anderson now that they're getting healthy.
Minnesota's DST is 13th for Jamie, 7th for Dave, and 12th for Heath. Quick thoughts on that, Dave? Minnesota's DST?
Cam turns the ball over. Mike Zimmer has a recipe for taking him down.
Okay.
He's going to take him downtown.
All right, let's go quick here. New England is at Miami. Stat of the game, only 2 running backs have scored double-digit fantasy points in standard scoring leagues against the Patriots in their last 8 games. Wow, and we know they've been so good defensively. It's 7 or 8 games in a row, 17 or fewer points for opponents, 8 games. In those 8 games, 2 running backs, double-digit fantasy points. Will it happen to Kenyon Drake this week, Jamie?
Yes. He's going to get a lot of work, and he scored against them the last time these 2 teams met. He has a floor of 8 fantasy points because he's done that in all but 1 game since JJ has been traded. So I think his commitment and the commitment to him in the passing game, the carries that he'll get, primetime home underdogs, that I think that'll motivate the Dolphins.
They've won 3 of the last 4 against the Patriots at home. Not last year, but the 3 before that.
Yeah, I think they'll keep it close enough that he'll be involved and do well.
So rank the running backs in this game. Go for it.
Oh, he's 3rd. No, I'd take him over Deion Lewis this week. I think there's more touchdown potential. So Burkhead, Drake, Lewis. But they're all very good.
Dave?
I've got Lewis, Burkhead, Drake.
PPR, you Burkhead ahead of Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
We really like Burkhead this week.
Oh, yeah. You seem nervous about it.
He just, if he doesn't score, but he should score. He's their goal line guy.
They use him around the goal line. And
scored twice against them 2 weeks ago.
The other thing is he's not catching that many passes. Like we're treating him like a, but no Gronk. That should
That's
help.
That's the thing. The last time they played without Gronk, Hogan was active. It was week 5. Brady threw 11 times to his running backs.
All right, Brandon Cooks is a must start. Jarvis Landry's a must-start, right?
Yeah, he's got a great track record against this team.
Who's the next best wide receiver in this game?
Hogan, now.
Brother.
So do we like Kenny Stills? I mean, the Patriots, like, every stat you give, that lately they've just been so good against everyone.
It's hard to like Stills. It's impossible to like Devontae Parker.
Yeah.
You don't want to trust Jay Cutler.
Oh, no. Which is the better flyer tight end, Julius Thomas or Dwayne Allen?
Thomas by default.
The last six tight ends to face New England have not done well, but the best game in that stretch was Julius Thomas, 5 catches for 52 yards on 6 targets.
Right. You're not asking me if these guys are starters. You're asking me who's the best between the two of them.
Right. Yeah, they're both outside the top 20.
You're picking between a barf jelly bean and a booger jelly bean.
Oh, God, it was so gross. Kenny
so much fun.
Stills or... man, Kenny Stills, who's a good running back to compare Kenny Stills to? Kareem Hunt.
Hunt.
Chris Hogan or Kareem Hunt?
Hunt. Ooh, that's a good one. I think I'd do it.
Hogan over Hunt?
Yeah. And
Jamie says Hunt over Hogan. Tennessee is at Arizona. Patriots DST is a must start. They're top 5. Tennessee is at Arizona. Stat of the game. The Cardinals, this is interesting. Tell me if this makes you excited about DeMarco Murray at all. The Cardinals have allowed 40 receiving yards or a receiving touchdown to a running back in 6 of their last 7 games. And in 2 of those games, they allowed 80 or more receiving yards to a running back. Does that get you going at all?
They're the new Atlanta.
For DeMarco Murray. Because I think you look at the matchup and just what the running backs have done, and you say, probably want to sit them both. But what do you think about this?
No.
Okay.
Because DeMarco just hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Although... I'll give him credit. He averaged 6.6 yards per carry last week, or 6 yards per carry last week.
Frank Gore or DeMarco Murray?
Gore.
How about Derrick Henry or DeMarco Murray?
Yeah, Derrick Henry or DeMarco Murray.
I'll take Henry standard, Murray PPR.
Yep.
How about Mike Davis or DeMarco Murray?
I'll take Davis.
I think I've got Murray ahead of Davis.
Yeah, I'll take Davis in both.
Would you start a Jets running back over a Titans running back?
Yeah.
I have Davis ahead of Murray. I take it back.
I would start both Jets running backs ahead of DeMarco Murray.
All right. Marcus Mariota.
By the way, breaking news. Rashad Jennings has retired.
Oh, yeah?
What?
Officially.
Rashad Jennings has retired. Rashad Jennings.
Should I leave the podcast to go write this up for the site? Is this big news?
Marcus Mariota, you guys don't have very high. 18th for Jamie. Not ranked in the top 24 for Dave. 22nd for Heath. I got a weird, sneaky feeling about him just being okay.
If Patrick Peterson's out, that changes things for sure.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but Rishard Matthews is in. His last 3 games with Rishard Matthews, Mariota scored 18, 19, and 16 fantasy points, but against 3 of the best teams against quarterbacks. Arizona allows the 6 most points to quarterbacks. However, their defense is playing better. All right, Rishard
Matthews.
Their
defense won't be better
if Peterson's out.
Even
if Peterson's in, I'm saying I have a sleeper. I don't want to start him, but I think I'd start Mariota for Cam. You wouldn't, Dave.
I don't think I would.
Rishard Matthews, start or sit?
All depends on Peterson. You know, it's funny. I've had to change start, sit, the column several times because of the Wentz news, the Matthew Stafford news. So originally I had Tate as a sit wide receiver. I replaced him with Rishard Matthews almost the minute after I published the story. The Peterson injury news comes. I'm like, oh, God. So I'll just wait to see what happens Friday. So right now Rishard Matthews is in there as a sit. If Peterson is out, he will be... removed from the column, and Peters and Matthews, I think you can look at as a very good number 3 wide receiver.
Is Matthews better than any running back in this game? Rishard Matthews?
No.
No?
If Peterson is out, yes. For sure.
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So if Peterson is out, you wouldn't want Kerwin Williams?
No, I think Kerwin Williams is okay. I mean, the Titans' run defense has been okay. They haven't been great. They haven't been awful. I think he's a flex option. So the nice thing about the Cardinals is they've committed to their running back, whoever it's been, since Peterson has joined the team. So last week it was Williams. The 4 or 5 games prior to that, Peterson had at least 15 carries, I think, in all but one game, 15 touches in all but one game. The problem with Williams is, just we haven't seen it, is what will his involvement be in the passing game? Because he had no catches, he doesn't really catch the ball very well.
And Kerwin Williams or Peyton Barber, if Peterson's out?
Barber.
Barber as of now.
Peterson or Peyton Barber, if Peterson plays? And remember,
Barber.
This is a team, Tennessee, that lost a very good run defender.
Yeah, still
Daquan
Barber.
Jones.
Still Barber.
Mm-hmm. All right. Peterson or Kenyon Drake? I guess it's going to be Drake.
Yep.
Drake.
Peterson or Orleans Darkwa?
Peterson.
All right.
I'll say Darkwa.
Larry Fitzgerald's a must start, and Ricky Seals-Jones is start-worthy. You guys have him 13th in standard. Dave has him 16th in PPR. Heath's the high guy on Seals-Jones. And the Titans have allowed 8 fantasy points to Jesse James, 9 to Jack Doyle, 13 to Steven Anderson in their last 3 games.
They've been bad.
Yes, they have. So you can definitely look at Seals-Jones, yep. And he has great matchups going forward as well. And,
Gabbard, if you're stuck, not a bad streaming option. You can certainly make a case for him over Cam.
Dallas is at the Giants, our final game to preview here. We saved the worst for last. Don't start Arlen's Darkwa. Your stat of the game is basically this. Only one running back has had a good game with Sean Lee healthy.
Oh, boy.
What?
The Bengals defense, not in good shape.
What's the news?
Geno Atkins now in a walking boot in the locker room today.
Oh, and he had missed practice. Do you know how many starters have missed practice this week for the Bengals?
So they got two corners. Pac-Man, Kirkpatrick, Geno, perfect.
Yeah. So are we still starting the Bengals DST?
This matchup is quickly getting better for the Bears and worse for the Bengals, but that Bears offense is so bad.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be hard to...
Hey, at least they've got George Aloka.
They're going to move Jordan Howard up?
It's almost like bad versus bad because you take Kyle Long off the field. It kind of negates it.
Forgot to pick the bonanza. Crap. I'll do it on the mailbag. Mailbag bonanza.
You mean Dallas and New York, isn't it?
No, it's Cincinnati. It's going to be Cincinnati, Chicago, but no.
No, it wasn't.
No. Dallas, New York. Dak Prescott. You guys have him 8th. Quick thoughts on Dak?
#Giants.
#Giants.
Yeah. Normally, I don't like him against the Giants because they've done a nice job against rushing quarterbacks. They scheme well against them, but I just don't think the talent is there this time around.
Alfred Morris, starter sit. Giants allow the most rushing yards in the NFL.
Love Alfred Morris this week. After what that offensive line showed last week, 10 days to get healthy after whatever little ailments they've been dealing with. I know Lyle Collins is still battling this back injury, but as long as that left side is good, Tyron Smith looked like the best left tackle in football again last week when he was pushing people around. Zach Martin was back to full strength. Frederick looked good. Morris looked great. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this today. If you drafted Zeke and got Morris, I think you've only had 2 bad games on the season where they haven't finished combined as a number 2 fantasy running back.
Yeah, and that was
the two
recently,
games for Morris.
Two games for
right?
Morris, yeah.
So I think you just got to look at it. Morris is a top 10 running back, and he's going to have a big, big day against the Giants.
He should.
Dez Bryant. You guys are high on Dez Bryant. You got him top 15. Heath, not so much. 25th. There's no Janoris Jenkins. He owns Dez Bryant.
There might be no Eli Apple either.
Yeah.
Not that like that's such a difference maker, but it just means
it's going to be
backup.
Ross Cockrell, I think, on Dez Bryant.
The one thing that...
Game.
Not Cromartie?
I don't think so. I think he's going to stay. Maybe.
The one
I think they got to take him out of the slot.
The one thing you got to just keep in mind is you always see this when a defensive coordinator gets promoted to the head coaching spot. That side of the ball tends to play a hell of a lot better than they have in recent weeks.
They should play well
but
this
they're
week.
They're so banged
the
up, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're bad on defense.
Is JPP going to play?
Nope. Hasn't practiced all week.
Is Harrison going to play?
Harrison might play.
He played last week despite not practicing with the elbow injury.
He's been practicing.
But
well, they suck. I'm sorry to speed it up. I just want to give FanDuel lineups and get out of here.
I have DraftKings for you, too.
Good. And, so no other Dallas wide receiver, right? It's actually kind of sneaky. The Giants have allowed a number 2 wide receiver scored 7 or more fantasy points in 5 of the last 7 games against the Giants.
I don't mind the Cowboys DST either.
But we're not going to start. Cole Beasley or
Sean Lee being back is a big difference maker for them.
Yeah. Jason Witten or Ricky Seals-Jones?
Witten.
Eli Manning is a sleeper. Arlen's Dark was sit. Sterling Shepard start. Sterling Shepard or Dez Bryant?
Dez.
I'll go Dez.
I think you guys are a little high on Evan Engram. Number 2 tight end for you guys.
He's played very well when he's had help.
He's not number 2 anymore.
Ertz is ahead of him now. Okay.
But he's still top 5.
Okay. Dallas has allowed 3 touchdowns to tight end.
Look,
in the
if you
last
want to start
games.
Delaney Walker or Hunter Henry ahead of him, I understand.
I think I would go with Walker. I guess after that, every tight end is a question mark. So fair enough. But Evan Engram is a start this week. If he doesn't do well, we have to look at him in cold weather because that was talked about by McAdoo. Not good in cold weather. He struggled with drops, and he doesn't have a history in cold weather. So we have to look at that. All right, FanDuel and DraftKings. Jamie, give me a DraftKings lineup.
Alex Smith at quarterback, Giovanni Bernard and Melvin Gordon at running back, A.J. Green, Keenan Allen, and Trent Taylor as the third wide receiver. They're a member of DraftKings' PPR, so I'm expecting another 5 to 6 catch game from him. Cameron Brate at tight end, Larry Fitzgerald as the flex, and then the Cowboys DST.
All right, you have Dalton and Bernard and Green?
I have Alex Smith, Bernard, and
oh, I'm sorry,
Gordon.
Alex Green. Smith, Andy Dalton, same guy.
I don't know why I heard Dalton. You have Dalton, Dave?
I do not have Dalton.
I have Dalton, Bernard, and Green. I have Todd Gurley, Josh Gordon, and DeAndre Hopkins. So I have Green, Hopkins, and Gordon at receiver. Henry and Dan Bailey, Hunter Henry at tight end, Dan Bailey in the Bengals. You have similar receivers?
I have similar. We all have Giovanni Bernard, and it makes sense. He's so cheap this week, and he's going to be an every-down guy, assuming Joe Mixon is out. We all have A.J. Green, hashtag Bears. But my stack is Jameis and Cameron Brate, and I think those two are going to connect again like they did last week. Todd Gurley is my running back, just like you, Adam. Marvin Jones is my second receiver. Josh Gordon is my third. Robbie Gould is my kicker. Chargers are my defense.
Okay. Going back to your favorite stat that somebody emailed in, Sean McDermott said today that Tyrod Taylor will be a game-time decision.
Okay.
So we still could get Peterman out there. And it looks as if Kelvin Benjamin definitely will return.
That's it for today's show. We've got a mailbag coming up later, and we'll talk to you then, and that'll air on Saturday. Good luck, everybody. Get ready for the bonanza. I'm so disgusted. I think it just made me forget about the bonanza. That
maybe you should.
If you're listening to us right after the shows, you send out the show. We'll be on at noon today, and then you and me radio.
Me and you radio Saturday night. Yes, sir. For Dave and Jamie, I'm Adam. See ya.
Bye.